Hey guys, it is me, Jashawn, here again with you. Today, we will be exploring about the animal kingdom. Recapping of what happened in the last podcast, we were talking about the best NBA small forwards, LeBron and KD. We talked about the rewards, championships, and accomplishments they have in the NBA. The topic you will be hearing today are about animals and their habitats, and mainly the animals we're going to talk about and special features about them are big cats, mammals, and other aquatic animals as well. The main animals we're going to be talking about, like, are mostly big cats and, like, you know, kind of some nice dinosaur type of animals. Let's see. Because meat eaters are basically like, you know, dinosaurs, because, you know, some dinosaurs are, you know, carnivores and they love to eat meat. And so we're also talking about the underwater sea creatures as well that lived, that were dinosaur type animals too. Today, animal we're going to be talking about is the cheetah. The cheetah is one of the fastest, or I should say, the fastest animal, land animal in the world. Its speed can go up to from just like 30, just from like in three strides, it's already almost at top speed. It's at 60 miles per hour. However, many strides it takes, its top speed will be at 75 miles per hour. The cheetah also has some interesting factors about it. It's yellow. It's a bright yellow body with black spots, can help it blend in with long, yellowish, greenish types of savanna grass, to where its prey cannot see it when it's coming towards it at full speed. First, some things cheetah will like sneak up on it very quietly, with barely even moving, and then it wait for the prey to look back down when he's trying to drink, you know, water or get something to eat, or eating his own food. Cheetahs also have black stripes on their eyelids, and it helps them absorb the light and, like, see through the savanna grass to spot its prey and kill it so it can eat it. One of the other big cats we're talking about, or probably one of the two strongest big cats, are lions and tigers. People always say, you know, the lion was, you know, the king of the jungle, but tigers are technically bigger than them, so no one really knows, like, how it would go. Like, lions have manes, male lions have manes to protect their face when, like, they're fighting or defending off intruders that will go into their prides and try to kill the cubs or the, you know, the moms. A tiger doesn't, like, really have, it only has, like, a mother. It doesn't, you know, have someone, it only can protect its kid. It can't protect nobody else. It doesn't have a pride or anything else. And lions, they hunt in a group with what they call as a pride of lions. Because, you know, they're like in a group of, you know, lions, and they hunt also together, and they use strategies to catch their prey. But tigers, on the other hand, are independent. So they have to catch food for themselves or for their cubs. And they have no one else to, like, you know, help them get it. It just has to be them. And only them. Some herbivores that we can talk about as well are like gazelles. Gazelles are like one of the fastest herbivores around. They can run up to 60 miles per hour. And the reason why is because they have to outrun their normal predator, which is the cheetah. The cheetah is the fastest land carnivore animal alive. They have to, like, try to outrun it. And one thing I forgot about cheetah's features is that they have a tail. And the tail helps them swift around when a gazelle's trying to zigzag and trying to get away from them. The cheetah's tail helps it you know, lean right, lean left, you know, making zigzag with the gazelle so it can't get away. And so that's how sometimes, you know, the gazelle gets away and then the cheetah, you know, doesn't get to eat. Another animal we can talk about is, you know, the pronghorn antelope. The pronghorn antelope can run up to 60 miles per hour at its full speed. And it can actually outrun a cheetah because the cheetah only can use sprint for like a short amount of burst. But the pronghorn can go on for almost forever. Like, it can be at top speed for 60 miles per hour, I mean. And, like, it can run like a full, like, yard, like maybe four, you know, meters, and it'll still be at like what, 30 miles per hour still. And as you know, the elephant is the biggest herbivore around. So, yeah. And the leopard and jaguar are the only big cats that can actually, you know, climb trees. That can, like, if there's a predator that was bigger than trying to get them, they could climb the trees and hide or get away from them. Yeah. And then aquatic animals, like, you know, the crocodile and alligator, talk about their features, how to tell the difference between them. The alligator has a U-shaped snout. It's bigger and wider. The crocodile has a V-shaped snout. It's longer and thinner. And crocodiles live in saltwater habitats while alligators live in freshwater. And the alligator has a better... The alligator... a bigger snout because it hunts for land animals like the deer and stuff that like drinks from a water hole on land. The crocodile is a, you know, longer V-shaped snout because it hunts fish in the water. It doesn't have, you know, the mouth to, you know, eat a deer or anything else bigger than its mouth. So that's all for today, folks. I'll see y'all later. Next time, I'll podcast in, like, you know, about 3-4 weeks. Look forward to next time. Y'all see y'all, and peace out.